Okay, so we are up to Simon Kufnun Aleph.
Sorry.
You lost it. We're up
I
to
know, sorry.
Sif Kufnun Aleph, Sif Vav, until Kufnun Bey Sif Zion to figure that out all on our own.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I lost track of time. I looked down at the clock and I just zoomed right in.
Okay, so Israel, it's all Zelav Atalav, the Kunim Lamisha Nirshavai. That's the similar that we're doing. So Vav. All right, that's
Warning, this is a headphone shear.
yes, this is yes, thank you. Thank you. Disclaimer, this is a headphone shear. Yes. Or at least for tonight. And well, we're doing neither now for the next 2 weeks. So all right, Lishmar Satsmi Michetzeh. If you want to be watch yourself from the chet of Zer Levatol, Yishmar is Piv mi Nivul Peh. Don't speak Nivul Peh. Meaning how you define Nivul Peh is a whole different story. Yeah. Right, mishkarim, you shouldn't lie, berichilus and lashon hara, umilatzonas and letzonas. It's interesting what the connection is with Zera Levatol. V'chein yishmeras ozna mishmoya dvarim keilu. Don't listen to these things either. Gam yezor lekayim nedarav. Gotta be careful to be mekayim your nedarim v'lo yaver b'daiga, and you shouldn't be so worried. V'gam yezor mihir hurim roim. You should also think that. See, this one makes sense at least. You should also be careful from bad thoughts. You should think in Torah before you go to sleep. The first four prakim of Tehillim. And you shouldn't sleep alone at night. Fine. I'm going to write a little bit of the tikkunim for this. Lahadali a sandik sheyimalu yelodem al birko. You should try to be a sandik so that you'll have a baby sitting on your knees. But fratli a sandik etzel aniyim. You should be a sandik for aniyim. I'm just not sure exactly how you're supposed to spin this to the people that you want to be their sandik, right?
I believe the Europeans, if you're Sandik, you have to pay for the whole bris.
Yes, that is a true.
But it kind of makes sense if they're a Aniyim and you get Sandikos, you pay for the whole bris. That's that would.
You mean it's saying it's one and the same?
Yeah.
I hear. Very good. Lishma Shabbos Kilchasa Ula Angoy, right? To be Ma'anig Shabbos. Yeah. Harvey light a lot of candles, Lachabin loved Lime de Torah, to be Machabin and to love Lime de Torah, Lispal, Bacavano, Babichi, to Lama Cavana and to cry, Livcha Bamidus Anova, to be humble, Lakasha Yishmash and Machovinos, and when you hear people making fun of him, Yishtok Vimchal, should be quiet and be Michael, Kasha Yasa is a mitzvah, when he does a mitzvah, Yasa Bekoyach, who bezrizus, as Yishamimba, until he gets heated up. Befrat basias hamatzas lepesach and befrat b'meing matzas legado bano l'tama Torah l'adricham b'yirushamayim to bring the kids up for Torah and Yirushamayim legado yosam b'sach pesoy bring up a yosam yisnagimoy kamoy im benoy b'inoyg with him with his son lasik b'mitzas achnosas kala to do achnosas kala lasik Torah l'chol apachas pamachas b'chol chaydesh at least once a month. Say them out loud. Gam yistakel b'Torah. Look at the Torah. Yikra b'lachash and mekayre, and read along with the Kaira. I don't understand that. These are the halacha, so I don't know. I don't know what exactly it means. Leos min asara rishayne v'besak knesses. Be from the first 10. Lamed b'chatzoyis laila. Get up b'chatzoyis at night. Last is tikun chatzoyis b'pchi with crying. V'meyav shaloi lokam b'chatzoyis laila. Yasa achar kach tikun chatzoyis. Then do the tikun chatzoyis later. Love shalom, v'lirdav shalom, to love peace and to run after peace. I don't know. I don't want to be a cynic or anything like that. But didn't he just write to be a perfect Jew? I mean, there's anything he left out over there? So I'm not sure. Not sure how that works. Okay, Simon Kufnun Beis Isser Yichud Ushar Krivas Panashim Isser Yichud and other distancing or staying away from. From women, Uba Yud Zayin Seifim has 17 Seifim. Also, Lisyachet Aleph. Also, Lisyachet Im Shum Isha, there's Isu Yichud with any woman, Ben Yalda, Ben Zakena, whether she's young, whether she's old. Yalda means from the age of 3. Ben Yisraelis, Ben Akum. whether it's a Jew or non-Jew, ben kroiva yisai ben enikras, whether related, not related, chutz mina av shemutalus yachad and bito ve'em and beno, parents can have yichud with it, with their children, babalim ishtoi, and a husband and a wife can have yichud afa pishi nida, even though she's a nida, which means that she's the same chi of karas to sleep with her, but kala she nida, that ayin lekamon simen kufman zayin, what to do with a kala who's a nida. If a person's wife is around, right? Because his wife is there, his wife's going to make sure he behaves. But a Jewish woman should not be miyach with a guy. Even his wife is with him. Even if there's a lot of goyim and their wives are with them, you cannot be miyach because the goyish wives don't care. This one comes up a lot in offices and doctors and businesses, etc. One woman can have yichud with two men, but they have to be kosher. So the shaila is how you define kosher. Some places can say if anybody watched TV or movies, they're not considered kosher anymore. If that's the case, then there's very few ksherim. Right, now what's a pshat that two men is okay? Because men are going to be embarrassed to be together with a woman in front of another man. V'dafka be'ir, that's only in the city. U'b'yayim during the day, al-besada, but in the field, u'b'layla, filu be'ir, or at night, even in the city, be'inan shalaisha anashim k'sherim, then you need three men, because perhaps one's going to go to the bathroom, and then you're going to be left with two. Right? Meaning, if you have two, one is going to go to the bathroom, one is going to be left with the lady, that's going to be yichud. So at night, you need an extra one. It comes up a lot, especially with babysitters at night, and there's a couple of teenage boys. So, and the question is how you get around that. If they're prutzim, you can't be miyachid even if there's many. Elim ken shasayim imam, unless the wives are with them. One man with two women, it's not yinal to have yichud because the women, both of them will be over on the avera and then they won't tell anybody. Right? But you have heterim for this, so you have baila be'ir. And then Ramosha Feinstein has a major tshuva, and they bring it here in the footnote, but he has a major kula that a man can be alone with two women. I personally use this heter a lot. If one of the women is his mother or his daughter, right? Meaning, if his daughter is there, then he's allowed to be miyachid with somebody else, right? But the question is at night. I'm not sure if at night that works. I don't think it works at night. And if three or more women, there are those that are mekel, that's Ashkenazim, Sfarim or not. Unless his business is with things that are meyuchad for women, let's say he sells women's clothing, etc., then he can't because he's around. He's meant to be around. This doesn't look fishy. And some aser in all situations. Right? Meaning, with all, even more than three women, so whatever, that's, and Ramay Shafayin said, is machmer. Right? But a lot of women with a lot of men, that's okay. Otherwise, how do you ever make a Sheva Brachas or anything like that, unless the wives are there? Dalit, Isha Shabai Labir, a woman whose husband is in the city, ain't chashin l'siyacharima, there's no chashash to miyachar with that lady because she's not gonna fool around because there are other her she's got the fear of her husband. Because the fear of her husband is honor. So the question is, what do you call a city? You call New York City, meaning if a husband's in Manhattan, do we say that the wife in five towns or whatever it is that enough? And then the question is also, is it in her own house? Let's say she's in a friend's house, so the husband will never think to find her there. Well, these are all the different variations of the major shahs that come up. Hey, bias pisuk, and this is also one of the big coolers that we rely on. If you have a house whose door is open to shusarabim, and Ramosha says it's even if the door is locked, because when people knock on your door, you're expected to go answer it. Which maybe that's because Ramosha finds he was a tzaddik, so he answered his door. I don't know, for us, maybe we don't necessarily answer our door, maybe it doesn't apply. Ain sham isur yichud b'yayim. There's no isur yichud during the day, or b'tchilas alayin in the beginning of the night. Kol zman shebnei adam ayvim misham berchov. As long as there's people in the streets, it's okay. V'mhayah zeh ragel ba. But if it's somebody who he's used to being with, k'gan shegadolima, they grew up together. Aishi krivasoi, whether it's a relative, aishabai lehizraiso, or the husband says, don't hang out with this guy. Shelaytis yachadima. He said that the wife should not be meyachad. Arezu loisis yachadima. He's not allowed to be miyachru, even if her husband's in the city, even if the door is open to Shusaram. So this becomes a big problem, because if you go with this chumra of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you have the husband went out to Meiriv, and now his son-in-law is left at home alone with the mother-in-law. Right? So how you get around that now? Or any of those type of situations. Brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law. I don't know. There are makilim on this, which it seems like you have to go with. Vav, tinoikas less than 3 years old, you can be meyachad with her. And a boy less than 9 years old, it's mutter for a woman to have yichud. Fine. Zion, Misha ain't lo Isha. If a guy doesn't have a wife, lo yeh melamed tinoikus, he should not teach children. Because the mother's come to school, and then he'll have yichud. And he doesn't need. I mean, meaning the kids are saying, well, you can have the same problem with a man who's married. But ain't a sarshtiya ishta imoy, ishta shruya imoy be sefer. You don't need your wife to be there in the school. Elishate imoy be'ir, as long as she is in the city. Afilu even if she's home, and he's teaching in his place. But a woman should not teach young kids. Afilu even if she has a husband in the city. Unless he's living in that house, because you have the fathers who bring the kids to the yeshiva. Now, this clearly is a halacha that nobody keeps, because there's a city about 80 miles south of here, and where all the men are bringing and picking up those kids from the playgroups. All right. So how we get around that? Is shot because you're going to say that the husbands are around. So since the husbands are around, so then there's enough of a fear. That's what you that's basically what we have to rely on. And also that it's usually in a public place. But those are basically the coolers that are out there for that. Okay, everybody should have a fine night, and besuras toivas.